that I'm What is good, everybody? We are back and ready to roll. It's been over 2 months. I don't even know, but it's been way too long, and we're just happy to be back. I'm definitely happy to be back behind the mic.
I don't even know what months are anymore, bro.
I know. I agree. Days, months, years, seconds. It's all the same thing at this point. But yeah, I'm happy to be back. I'm sorry that I've slacked. I'm definitely going to take the ownership. But we're also in the middle of a pandemic, and I live with my grandma, who is 84 years old, and I want to make her health my number one priority. Yeah. And Chris is just a sly dog that is a dirty, dirty dog.
Oh my! Why you gotta start off like that, bro? What did I do to you?
I'm kidding. No, but in all reality, like, obviously there's a pandemic going on, and I wanted to, you know, just make sure I'm doing my part. All politics aside, whether you believe in it or not, that's not what this is about. But you know, I wanted to do that, and just kind of taking this time to focus on my things that I have going on in my life. And it feels good to just like kind of like hit the repot, like the pause and the regroup restart, button, and get behind the bike. So with that being said, I am here with Chris Calderon.
What's up, everybody? It's good to be back.
It's great to be back. And hopefully this is momentum into getting this rolling again. So, you know, with that being said, I thought this song was fitting to play today.
Lil Slim Shady.
Had to throw it in there. So, guess who's back? We're back.
If you could be any rapper, I would think it'd be Slim Shady.
If me? Yeah. Why? Because of the way I look?
Exactly.
That's fair. Or we could do this song.
Yeah,
this
man, you did the whole you did the blonde action over the summer. True, you're right. So I've kind of tried it.
I guess this is another good song. Welcome back, by Maisie. But that's just where my head's at. But happy to be back, guys. Thanks for jumping on the pod. If you're on the live, thanks for tuning in. I don't know if you can hear us from there, but if you can't, at least you could see us.
Hola, ¿cómo están?
If you know, usually we want to go live on the pods, so if you're listening and you've never checked in on live, you know, make sure to follow us on Instagram at Stay Tranquilo. We do the live pretty much every time we record,
right?
If not at the Tranquilo Guy, or what's yours, Chris from Tranquilo,
Chris from,
right?
Tranquilo, yeah, as well.
So and we'll put that all in there, but you know, we always have the lives on there. Right now we're live on my page and on the Stay Tranquilo page. So for everyone tuning in, awesome. But I don't know, where do you want to start? It's been a while.
Let's start. I don't know, man, let's start with like what's relevant now, you know. I think
there's a lot that's relevant right now. I think
my favorite thing that's relevant now is how well the Heat are doing and that sports are back in general.
Yeah. Sports being
we've had a ball with sports being back. I know you got that itch for the golf right now. You're checking in on every tournament.
I think it's a little bit more than an itch at this point. I started contemplating whether it was, you know why I contemplated whether it was an addiction today? Because I actually woke up at 6 a.m.
in the morning
to go,
man,
play
what's
golf.
Wrong with
Never
you?
Done that in my life.
There's
two things that I've ever, that not that I ever, you know, I wake up at 6 a.m. for work sometimes, you know, do my morning routine, but that's boring, right? The stuff that gets me going to wake up at 6 a.m. is either fishing, traveling, and now recently discovered golf. So golf has been my therapy throughout this whole pandemic situation.
It's been good to get out there.
It allows me to get out of the house because I'm freaking working from the house now all the time, which I'm sure majority of the people are. And now you're working from the house too. You know, so it allows me to get outside, you know, change scenery, change of like just routine. Because, dude, it got to a point where, and it still is at that point, you know, wake up, have my coffee, you know, do a little bit of reading or whatever in the morning. Watch a little bit of whatever in the morning and then get to work and sit at the same spot till 5-6 o'clock. So
no, it's important to get outside to reset the clock, man.
Exactly. Reset the clock, change the scenery, new people.
You stay inside the whole time, you know, you can get super pale.
Yeah.
You can
work too hard for this.
You can get groggy and just being inside so long, not really knowing what time it is.
Air,
it's And then on top of that, man, with our generation, we're always constantly checking our phones for anything. Yeah. You know,
that's one thing. I've been terrible about that. My phone usage is definitely up.
You go outside and you give yourself a chance to get away from the phone. You know, I feel it's a big dependency, especially during the pandemic. And
yeah, that's a good point. I mean, at least with like playing golf, I'm so like into it that I don't really look at my phone at all during the course, which is sick because when I'm here sitting at my house on the couch and shit like that, it's very accessible and it's very easy, you know? And you just want to grab it and just look at it.
Like you're bored and you're whatever,
whatever it is that we do on the phones. But yeah, I know a lot of people started riding bike during this too, which is good. I actually picked that up and I'm enjoying it.
I really want to pick it up.
I recommend it. It's good. I just put on a fire playlist on.
Yeah.
The weather in the afternoons has been super nice. So I'll ride like at 6-7 o'clock in the afternoon,
which is
where it's not
really
so hot.
Surprising for, you know,
for summer considering, bro, like you get the breeze, which is sick on the bike. And I ride in these little back roads here in Westchester, bro, where there's no traffic.
Yeah.
It's smooth sailing. And I put a good playlist on, bro. And I 30, 40 minutes, get good cardio in, bro. And feel good after. You get a good sweat in. And you know, like
you and your family have bikes too, or is it just more like
me? No, we actually only have two bikes here. Me and my brother share one, and then we just share those two basically.
Yeah,
we never really utilize them all at the same time. So we only have two.
You're not far from tropical, man.
No, actually, that's one thing I haven't taken advantage of.
Good, yeah.
I've been wanting to go ride over there and just use that as like a trail.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm kidding. That is a good workout, though. I have to go to tropical. Mm-hmm. I remember I used to go to tropical all the time. I think that's why I don't like to go to tropical anymore. Okay. That's where like baseball hell was.
Ah, okay.
For like training and shit like that.
Oh, so it's like not the best memories.
It's not,
there.
It's not like
me. I'm a Kendall boy. So tropical to me is like a gold mine. You know.
No, it's an awesome park. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Awesome park, and I mean a bunch of people go there, but. But yeah, I mean that golf to me has been something that has really helped me during this. You know, I mean we've been cooped up in our houses for a few months. I mean things opened up and things are now starting to trend in the right direction, which is good because I think the last pod we actually did was how to stay tranquilo during a pandemic.
Right, and I think that was in. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that was in March, like kind of when it first started hitting, March or April.
Yeah, I think more like in April. I think it was more like in April.
Because,
March,
we were doing the whole, like, the FaceTiming and the and the house parties and stuff just to kind of...
That's right.
Because, imagine that nobody knew what this was. We're all freaking scared out of our minds, you know. Obviously, you with your abuela.
I was scared because there was just so many questions about the whole situation.
I mean, you're right. And... at least now we're at a point where we know it exists. We know what to expect.
It.
Right.
We're seeing numbers trending in the right direction, which
what
is
kind
good.
Of symptoms people have, whether it's from our friends or people like that. I mean, you've had friends that have gotten it, no?
I know I know people of people that basically have gotten it. But in all reality, like in my inner circle, I don't know that many people that have actually...
I wouldn't say inner circle, but like a good friend got it. And he got it, you know... unfortunately while he was traveling and stuff, so
listen bro, it was a very careful, contagious virus and you gotta be careful, you know. But yeah, I think, you know, we're on the upward trend, which is positive, you know. We always like to find positive in the
you mean downward trend.
What did I say? Upward trend?
Yeah,
I meant in the upward trend of like not in cases, I meant in the upward trend
like
of like heading
things,
in the right direction.
Things are looking better.
We're finding the light,
yeah,
some light at the end there, you know. But you know, we always like to look at the positive in every situation, and I think we've done a very good job of...
You're good. We're still...
Yeah, I'll just let it ring through.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's going to affect the live, though.
You're good.
I think we've found a way to find the good, you know, in all this that's happening. You know, obviously... it is what it is, affected people in a certain way. But I think, you know, me personally, my friends, my family, it's like we've found a way to continue doing, you know, what we've always done. and find good out of this, you know. Like, I've saved a crap load of money from this too. You know, because I haven't been going out as much, I haven't been, you know, doing other things that I, you know, that I usually would do on a regular basis. So that's a positive, you know.
If anything, obviously, spend more time with my family. Spending money on like the things that you're
right, yeah. You're trying I've to invested learn, more like, into Stay Tranquilo. I've invested more into myself, into, you know, things that I genuinely enjoy. Right.
Which, if you think about
dropping
it, like,
it all on alcohol and shit like that.
That's one of the good things that
came. But I have dropped money on alcohol, you know? During this too.
Dude, everybody's dropped money on alcohol. Yeah.
No, alcohol sales have skyrocketed during this, bro.
Yeah,
skyrocketed. I mean,
I've dropped a pretty penny on cigars during this too, I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
Yeah. But
I didn't really smoke that many cigars. You know me, I freaking love cigars. Mm-hmm. I mean, now I'm like on my normal kind of like cigar smoking trend, but because I was kind of scared because it was respiratory and like what happens if I catch it, and I don't want to be like fresh out of a full cigar smoke, you know?
Yeah.
So I didn't really do it during that. But yeah, now you know, I just as a normal precaution, I, you know, smoke like as as what it is.
Something I want to bring up, bro. Everybody, we had a birthday during this pandemic. Mister,
it's already been a freaking
Mister Tranquilo guy turned 25. Oh, quarter century crisis,
oh
bro.
God, that's right.
Tell the people what you did on your birthday. The day that we did
the actual day of my birthday, we brought it back. We went to the, I don't know if you can say completely Cuban roots, but somewhat Cuban roots, because we did the Cajachina. We did, what was it? We did Christmas in August, you know? And basically we did the Cajachina, but instead of cooking the pig, we did the lamb. We went to that place, Wild Forks. If you haven't been there, highly recommend. Good spot. Cool. A good selection of meats. Great for vegans and vegetarians.
Really?
No, I'm kidding, bro.
Pescatarians and the whole
pescatarian. Yeah, that works. I don't know if
Wild Fork doesn't have
I'm sure they have some sort of fish. But yeah, so we got a full lamb, and bro, grabbing that lamb out of Wild Forks was I'm not even joking. Me and Ozzy went and grabbed that thing. It was like we were carrying a dead body out of the place and stuffing it in the car. Like, people were looking at us like we were psychotic, dude. And looking at the thing, it was a little weird, but dude, all in all, it tasted really good.
People aren't used to seeing a lamb come out of, you know.
No, not a full lamb, bro. Like, there was one in there. Like, taking that thing out was a freaking mission and a half.
Security.
Like, the people were looking at us that worked in the store, and they're like, are they really getting that thing right now?
No.
Like, yeah, and we got it. It was, you know, good price. Yeah. And it came out really good. You know, considering the fact that we just did it on the spot.
You guys did a hell of a job, I'm not going to lie.
We did it on the spot, and we...
What's up, buddy?
And that, you know, that was basically it. Like, we didn't really plan it. We were we always wanted to do it, but we never planned it. So, yeah, that's how we spent the 25th birthday.
You planned it and seasoned it as you would a regular...
Not as a pig.
No. What was different, would you say?
Just the spices and the overall just, like... Seasoning is completely different.
You would think, we didn't use
mojo or anything like
why
that.
Why not, bro?
And
you don't want to get
because remember, lamb itself has a lot of flavor, right? Yeah. And you want it to be more of its natural taste, like, you know, like with like a regular steak, whereas like pig, you want to season the hell out of that thing, and even the way you cook it, the skin on the pig, you want it to be crispy, obviously, like that chicharron and all that.
Yeah.
Whereas in the lamb, you want it to be more like tender, slow cooked, nice and juicy. So, in terms of the cook of it and the seasoning of it, completely different. But the whole setup of putting the charcoal on and all that shit is essentially the same exact thing. So, yeah, any animal, I guess you can cook in the Cajachina. Pig, lambs, maybe a turkey. I don't know how it would come out, but
I mean, that would be another idea. A turkey.
Should just start cooking a bunch of different
animals. Hey, brandy.
that's where the line gets cut. But yeah, no, that's what we did for my birthday. It is weird to be 25. I would say like that birthday hit me different. So if you're coming up on 25, if you've passed 25,
you feel it.
Everybody says it goes downhill after 25. It
does, man. Because you feel,
I could believe that with the hangovers, but I don't know if it actually goes downhill, man. I think my life is starting to head up in the right direction.
I think what people mean.
I think this is just the beginning.
It goes downhill like physically, you know, like you really start to feel.
Don't give me that shit. It's not. That's not true. That's an illusion. So when I can throw facts right now.
Okay, come on,
bro. As I'm drinking a beer, so this doesn't help. This doesn't help, but whatever.
Haze IPA, huh? Something like that.
Hazy IPA by Sierra Nevada. If you haven't had it, highly recommend it. But yeah, I hate that illusion that, you know, as we get older, our bodies start to deteriorate. And that's a lame-ass excuse because people are busier and they're just giving up on their bodies. Whereas when you're a kid,
you got all the time in the world.
You got all the time in the world. You're running around. You're carefree. Here, you have way more responsibility. So you give up on your body because it's not a priority anymore. Money is. Bills are.
Right.
Family, relationships, whatever it is. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's easier said than done. But make the time. You got to make the time to take care of your body, bro. Because if you're not healthy, how in the world are you going to be able to enjoy life in your 50s, in your 60s, in your 70s, you know?
But the number one thing should, above all else,
should be your health, physical and mental health, you know? And we've talked about it plenty of times. Yeah, that's what we preach, you know, plenty of times.
We have an entire section for that.
That's what we're saying, you know, ride bike, anything, bro. Just be active. Ride bike, go play golf, fucking do yoga, play basketball. I don't know. Pick up something that's going to make you move your body, bro. You know, go do, you know, the gym, obviously, of course. But, like, not, the gym's not for everyone, right? But the priority is to move your body and then at the same time take care of your mind.
I think you do those two things. The more challenging things for – one of the more challenging things for people during the pandemic.
It's – but it is –
But people adapt.
It does. You've seen definitely both sides because I've seen people lose a lot of weight during this. And I've seen, obviously, people gain weight during this, right? And it's the consistency that's the biggest game changer when it comes, you know, to your health and to anything. Your finances, you know, you have to be consistent in with what you do. Because if you're not consistent in what you do, you know, you could get there, but you're going to go right back to where you were, you know? And that's the name of the game. It's being able to build that routine and then be able to do it on a repetitive basis.
Mm-hmm. For me, ¿cómo se llama eso? More time meant more time for me to work out too.
Yeah, so, it's true.
Like when I wasn't working, I was like, thing. I thought I was like in one of the best shapes I've been in my life. I was like, you know, I was doing también that Arbonne diet thing. That's like two shakes a day. I was like, okay. But now I'm starting work again. It's, you know, I'm starting to see things.
But it just shows the value of time. When you have time, you're able to choose to make priority for, you know, for yourself, for your health and all that stuff, because you have the time available. When you're, you know, when you're working that 9-to-5 job or whatever it is that, you know, or you're in school, you know, studying 10-12 hours a day, it's tough, right? But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to look at it from a larger perspective, right? So if you're looking at it on a one day, That one day could be jam-packed and you really didn't have time to do anything.
Right.
But don't make that a repetitive thing Monday through Sunday, you know? There's 7 days in the week. If you're able to squeeze 4 or 5 workouts out of the day, you know, that's it, you know? Or start off with 2-3 a day if you're not someone that's active right now.
Yeah.
You know, but there's 7 days in the week. I promise you, you're not studying 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, or working, you know, you're not working 100 hours a week, 200 hours a week. Yeah. And if you are... Facts. Reevaluate what the hell you're doing, because your health is still a priority at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. So don't make that the excuse. Right, right. You know,
how are you gonna save up all this money and work all this time and you can't even?
If you're not healthy, your blood pressure's high. Yeah. Your mental spaces. You're mentally exhausted. You know, like there's a balance to everything, and to me that's the biggest thing. It's like finding that balance. You know, because one thing that I struggle with is like I'm always like on the two extreme spectrums. Like I want to chill out, right, and I want to just kick it by the pool and do nothing, or kick it on the beach and do nothing and just travel the world just like anyone, but that's not a sustainable way of living, right? Mm-hmm. So I struggle with, and then I struggle with the other extreme where it's like grind and get that shit done, but it's that you burn out like that, you know? So you gotta have that like healthy balance where it's like work hard, but you know, play hard while you're working hard, right? Like, you know, through the whole journey of whatever it is that you're going for, you got to be able to enjoy it, dude, because then what the frick are the days for, you know?
Nice. Bro, I think shifting gears, though, We also had a good time at Siesta Key.
Siesta Key was a blast, man.
I think we need to kind of tell the audience, you know, well, what look, we were I, doing
just,
there.
And I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we just redid the website. You know, thanks Gabe Campo for helping us out with that and DYB Agency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did a great job hooking us up with that site. So that was big time. But yeah. One thing that we did when creating the site is, you know, we want to create this platform where it's like, you know, your stress-free destination, right? And one of the components that provides a stress-free destination that we really believe in is travel, right? You know,
tranquilo destinations.
New places, new experiences, new people, because our mind stimulates very well from that, right? And this is a very mental-focused brand, a very mental-focused, you know, environment that we want to create, and we think travel does very well for that, right? And to Chris's point, tranquilo destinations is what we want to promote. Various destinations, you know,
Siesta Key was
places to stay.
It was the first time both you and I had been there. You hadn't been there before either, right?
I've been to Siesta Key before. I used to do that as a family vacation.
Ah, okay.
When I was way younger, I barely remember it.
But now you had the chance to actually like.
But now I got to enjoy it, go out there with my friends.
We had the setup, the golf cart.
Exactly.
You know.
And we did it. We did it.
Safely.
We did it right. Yeah. And we did it safely considering, you know, there is a pandemic going on. You know, we all went there. We all did our thing. We were all negative. So, you know, that was a very rewarding part about the trip. But Siesta Key, I mean, we stayed in Lido Key, which is right outside of Siesta Key.
I almost think Lido is so, like, a little bit better.
It depends what you want because Lido Key is, I think, like a 20-25 minute drive. Even though they're literally right next to each other, it's because they're literally two islands. You have to get out of the island to get into the other key.
They don't have a bridge that goes
from one
key to the next.
Exactly, there's not a direct bridge that connects them. So
it's
like a 20 minute drive, but it's a lot closer than it actually, like drive time actually is. So, you know, it depends what you want. Lido Key is still touristy because they have the restaurants there. What was that?
St. Armand Circle.
St. Armand Circle, where all the restaurants and the bars are. And not really bars, but more restaurants and shops and stuff like that.
No,
great ice cream spot that we went to.
Oof, Kilwin's, so good.
Yeah, super good. It's still touristy. But Siesta Key is that, just like on steroids, way more hotels, way more Airbnbs and all that. So we stayed in Lido Key, which is right outside, which is still pretty packed considering.
Yeah.
But nothing like what Siesta is. So Lido Key, Siesta Key, and I think that's it out of those. Oh, and then you got Longboat Key, which is a little bit further down, which are all super nice. The beaches are sweet.
Just Sarasota in general, man. It's
such
a vibe.
Good vibe, bro.
You were there a week. I was there too. Because I was there with my family first. I know, I'm sorry, bro. I got super, super negrito because of how tan I got, you know. But
You were
I was like that lamb that you made the gachi.
You were ready to get it. You were toasted, bro.
Hey, so I was there at Siesta Key. What I can say about Siesta Key, if you ever, you know, want to go with your friends or family, is definitely family oriented. I saw a bunch of little kids there, a bunch of like family socially distancing.
But it gives you the illusion of both because it was very family, you know, you got your kids. But I mean, bro, I mean, us being, you know, in our young to mid-20s.
Still enjoyable.
Still a great time. Like there's a scene for that demographic as well.
Right, right.
Plenty of bars. Plenty of bars in Siesta Key. I mean, they have the daiquiri bar.
Yeah, daiquiri bar was good.
Which was sick. I mean, they were giving what was it? $3 freaking margaritas or something crazy like that for happy hour.
It was insane. It's daiquiri deck. They had like $3 daiquiris. Yeah. Like they gave you for another dollar, you get like a shot with it.
Yeah. And when we went, there was no sports on, but they had TVs everywhere. Right. So that's a great place. Yeah. Like if you want to go watch the games and you're over there, like that's a sick spot to go check out. And it's walking distance to the beach.
And what I liked about Siesta a little more than Lido is how spacious it was too, man. Because
on the beach specifically?
On the beach specifically because the strip was like wider. It was like, it was longer too.
Well, you remember where we went in Lido? Like right, that first entrance from our apartment
was
narrow.
That was pretty secluded too,
compared to when we walked a little bit further down on that beach, that shit was massive.
Right.
And there's way more space. And I think Siesta Key as a whole is way more just bigger beach across the board.
What Do you remember the night that we ordered the sushi and the fried rice?
Please, 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 for the love of God,
yes,
inform the people of the name of that restaurant. Sushi place, because I don't know if I was a couple drinks too in. But
I think we were all a couple drinks too in.
I don't know, dude. That sushi to me hits so different.
Well, the thing is, we were on a beach. I mean, okay, so
hey, we were on a beach. It was a very nice night.
Super hungry. That was like one of the only things we had eaten that day too. But I will tell you, one of the best sushi I've had. Yeah, it's called Tsunami.
Tsunami sushi.
Tsunami.
Located in Sarasota.
I think it is in somewhere in Sarasota.
Because they delivered it to us.
They delivered it, and super quickly too.
They did, considering. Like, whoa. And dude, right across the street from the beach. Yeah. So we were on the beach, never left the beach. And got that sushi. It made up for me not being able to shark fish.
Oh man, I'm sorry, bud. I'm sorry.
And it proved my point. There was a guy that when we were on the beach, said that he had seen sharks that night to not go in the water. And I'm like, you motherfuckers! I knew there were sharks there.
But what would you have done?
Like,
you
had to make it. No, I'm kind of glad we didn't do it. As much as I would have loved to catch one.
How deep would we have?
No, nah, what?
In, or you just ship? You just fish, bro. From...
Honestly, there with the high tide, we could have walked. I could have walked a line in with like a flashlight. Probably get to like chest deep water. Mm-hmm. A little sketchy.
Yeah.
Probably not the preferable way to do it. If you have a kayak, that's the best way to do it, or a paddleboard. Right. Which we had the paddleboard, but that would have been a mission at that time. But yeah, kayak preferably, and you just kayak the line out and you drop it where. That day we would have had to walk it out, get to like chest deep, and just drop the line back, and then walk back in, and someone holds the, you know, the rod from the beach, basically.
Like basically pulling.
So yeah, one guy holds the rod on the beach, and then another guy is carrying the actual line out into the water, while the drag's open, and you drop the line.
What was gonna be your role?
Probably you be the one having to drop the line in the water. That's always my role. The last time we did shark fishing in the Keys, I was the guy that had to do that too.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy. And you have to stay out there with the line?
No. Oh, you drop the line. Hey. Oh, hell no. Hey, fisher, come here.
Hey, you want some natural chum here?
Yeah. I got a toe for you. I bloody it up for you.
Take the whole person.
No, hell no.
Not local.
No, hell no. I remember there was one of the times that we freaking went shark fishing in the Keys. Same thing. I went to go drop the. I had to walk in the line into the water, and bro, I'm not even joking, because you chum up the water, you throw blood in there, dead fish before you, because you want to track the.
Yeah.
I'm talking about within less than 5 minutes of when I got out of the water, dude, an 8-foot shark just rolled right through where I was standing, and I'm like, that shit could have freaking, who knows? Like.
You nuts, bro. We'll have the opportunity.
See adrenaline.
We're gonna do it again next year. We plan on it.
Oh yeah. So I'm down to make that a yearly tradition. Yeah. I recommend part. Like with your friend groups, like you should do that. Set a time, like once a year. Plan ahead.
We rented a VRBO.
We did a VRBO, which is the OG Airbnb, basically.
Which ended up, I think, being one of the best.
Which, bro, VRBOs, I mean, considering we booked that thing like a few weeks before we actually went.
Super clean.
You booked that months in advance, but you got way more options. You're doing that in the middle of summer where that area is packed. So what we came up on, bro, the place had a ping pong table,
a huge garage.
Huge garage area, so you were able to park the car. They provided you beach chairs, a car, a cooler, I mean, you name it, like all the beach essentials they had, and then we rented the golf cart, which was clutch too, because it's easy to get around and stuff like that.
It's so awesome.
Anyways, no, listen, the beach, if you're looking for a tranquilo destination, that's definitely one on the list.
We have to give a shout out to our boy Chef Ozzy though during that vacation.
Chef Ozzy, he did cook up some mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, the grilled cheeses. He's good with cheese for sure.
He's a very he is good with the cheese. That is true.
Cooked some steaks too. That was you, and then he did.
And thing on the grill is me. He does like the stuff in the kitchen, even though he's a good grill too. He does a good grilling too.
But honestly, my lifetime probably one of the best vacations.
Best trips
for sure. Just like with the friends and stuff. Like
I'm trying to think, if we're gonna, damn, Denver's.
How's he doing? Oh, Denver up 19 points.
19, yeah.
19 points.
That is correct math.
Thank you.
The accountant. the accountant coming in.
Here we go.
All right. So then I guess my question to you would be, what are your top three trips of all time? Not of all time. In the last like 10 years. Or in the last 5 years, maybe? And I don't know how much you traveled in the last 5 years.
Like rank them or just like sure. Just say them?
Sure.
Okay. In the last 5 years, I can put this one.
Because I'm thinking of like when you were 21. Or I guess of drinking age.
I can put that one at three.
That one at three? Okay.
I can definitely put this Siesta Key one at three because I don't usually like go on trips or vacations with friends. I was like, oh, you know, this could either go really well or this could go really, really badly, you know?
It could go really poorly really quickly.
My role usually with the friends is I'm like the dad of the group. And yes, I always feel... Thanks, bro.
You are. I think every group needs that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm a hybrid of that. You know, I have my days where I could be it, and I have days where I.
Just... I think we did a good job, bro.
Yeah, no. We kept it under control.
Yeah, it was a partnership there, bro.
Yeah.
So
three Siesta Key, right?
Three Siesta Key. Two is the first time I ever went to New York.
Nice. New York is freaking awesome.
Because.
I had a blast the first time I ever went to New York.
The first time I ever went to New York.
New York, I don't know what it is. Because I'm generally not a big city guy.
Right.
Like, I've lived in a city my whole life. Like, cities are, they're obviously exciting. They have a great nightlife. Like, I do enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been to multiple cities. And I don't know what it is about New York. But, like, when they say, like New York is magical and shit like that, like, there's something at New York at night, dude, that like, never sleeps. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. If someone has an answer as to why I feel that way about it, please let me know.
I feel like Miami's on the come up that it can...
Miami's in a come up, and Miami's super special. I'm not saying... There's a special magic to Miami, too.
But like, our infrastructure so vibrant, will never be New York.
It's so... alive and cultured and diverse. You know, right. That's what makes Miami. But to me, there's like... There's obviously a history to New York, and you could feel it, you know, like
I feel like you get a little bit of everything,
and you get a little bit of everything, and you get like, in like the New York City, like in downtown, it's just like you get so many different worlds there, you mm-hmm. know, you see like a very bar-y scene, you see a very touristy area, and then you see a very like just mellowed out part of New York, and to me like that's so cool that it offers so much, and it's within. You know, a super close distance of each other.
The fact that you can walk everywhere.
Super cool.
I love New York. Especially the first time I went, just like...
Being Central Park is freaking beautiful.
Amazing. Just being able to look up. When I went...
Yeah, the skyline's impressive.
Yeah, I went... I was like one of the highest floors at the Empire State. So overlooking everything was freaking amazing. And it was a good time of year. I think it was like mid-October, like 4 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. Yeah, the first time I went was probably around the same time, like 4 years ago, I want to say.
Yeah. And when I went
the December after I turned 21.
Oh, nice. I think I might have been 20 or 21 for all that time, too.
I went for SantaCon. That's a blast.
I need to go.
Oh, bro.
Let's go.
I don't think that's going to happen this year,
but
when it is a thing again, you got to experience SantaCon. That's a good time.
So that's two, bro. And then one... I'll put one as a trip with friends, and then I'll put one as a trip with family.
Okay.
Trip with family, being able to take a cruise in Europe was amazing.
I hear that's awesome.
You haven't been able to yet?
I've never been to Europe.
You've never been to Europe?
Europe is like number one on my international trips to go to.
You ever hear those people that when they come back from Spain or Italy and... They're like, oh, I had wine and cheese every day.
Yeah.
And I'm so cultured now. It's a real thing. That actually exists.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Like, all you do is eat wine, cheese, and bread.
The meats just taste more fresh. I mean, you know, it's especially like salami and like ham and stuff like that. And then the cheeses are, you know, delightful, you know. And then just it makes you feel like, okay, these people are actually living their life. And in America, we have to work to live. But...
I hear it's a very different culture and the way of living over there.
We spent like 2 days in Barcelona because Barcelona was like where the port was, where the cruise ship was waiting for us. So we went like a day or two early to kind of like spend one night in Barcelona.
So you flew into Barcelona and then the cruise left from Barcelona.
we flew into Madrid, and then we went on a little plane that was a little sketchy to Barcelona.
That's the thing I hear that's cool about Europe is that you're able to get around Europe very easily. Very easy,
yeah. It was like an hour and a half
plane ride. Yeah, it's cheap. Something.
Cheap, for sure. But we got to Barcelona, and the night that we get there, I decide to go out with my cousin, as it was like a cousin's trip too. It was like my parents, and then my first cousins and their parents. So it was like eight of us. Sick. So it was a good little crew there. And my cousin, Karina, actually.
She was on that trip.
Yeah. Oh, sick. Karina.
Sick.
What up, Karina Teles? Shout out. We decided to go out, like, to see, like, the bars and stuff and see if there was, like, a place to go dancing and stuff. And there was, dude. And, dude, nah, let me...
I hear the nightlife there is insane. Everything there starts super late, too. They're partying till sunrise every day there.
It was called Bachata Bar.
Bachata. That sounds...
And you want to know what's crazy, bro? I feel like I fit right in. Like, everybody there was, like, short and, like, tan.
So you're saying that your low-key home is Spain?
Yeah, man. And the whole time...
Yeah, man. Why'd you say that with a Jamaican accent? Is it Jamaica or is it Spain?
I thought it was, you know, when people think I'm Indian. No, man. I could be, like, legit Spanish, you know?
Yeah, you're mixing it up.
You gotta mix it up a little bit. But I had an awesome time with my family there and sampling a little bit of France, Italy. I even think we went to...
I hear France is Monaco. Not that great.
France, we didn't have the best experience at France.
I always hear that. That's kind of like where part of my family's from.
We had like a miscommunication at a restaurant, and my brother, sometimes being like how my brother is, decided to order I think it was called like the tuna tartare, meat tartare of some sort. And the guy is trying to explain to us in English, dude, it's like a meat sushi. So the thing comes out and it's literally looks like a, think of like you go to Publix and the meat that's just like out there, you know, in Publix when you're trying to make a burger. It was literally raw meat, like crunched up in a ball with an egg on top. And he looks at it and he's like, I will never forget the look on this guy's face. It was like,
what the hell is this?
He's like, no, sends it back. Comes back, the waiter comes back with the ball of meat inside like a container for him to go home.
No way. Oh, he must have been so confused.
So he was like, nah, man, I don't like this place, man. The French are rude and stuff. But yeah, nah,
I do hear that.
I think if the problem with a place like France is you need to give it a shot. The language, like if they see that you don't give energy to try and learn the language and like you're at a French restaurant, like know a little something, then that's why they become a little bit like frustrated and stuff. It was definitely an experience.
And then your non-family trip, what would that
Chicago.
Wasn't that the time that you went for work or no?
Yep, the time I went for work.
I hear Chicago's sick.
Amazing.
Like they're like, they say it's, I've never been to Chicago, but they say it's like the cleaner New York.
I agree. Everyone describes it.
I've been dying. I was actually gonna go this year to Chicago for St. Patty's Day. That's when I want to go. Because they do the whole Green River. I hear they have a sick bar crawl over there.
Heck yeah, man.
So, in March, I'd be down to go.
I'm thinking about... Okay. It just depends on where I'm at with certain things. Life. You know? life things, you know. So...
Yeah, it's very far away. But just throwing it out there in the universe. Yeah.
So, when I was in Chicago, bro, best food I've ever eaten in my life.
Really?
In my life, better than Europe even.
Like deep dish, was it because of that or just overall?
I'm like a grubby guy. Like I like you know.
You know who has really good food? DC.
DC también.
Yeah.
When did you go?
This past December.
Okay. Oh, you went with Eric.
With Eric, yeah, I went for Eric for like 4 days.
Impromptu trip, right?
Usually our trips, especially if they're with
usually
Eric.
Eric trips are just impromptu.
Usually they're very impromptu. Oh. Either I instigate him or he instigates him, but. Both of us know we can rely on each other when we want to do improv trips.
That's what I'm talking about. You need a friend like that.
Yeah, it's clutch. It's clutch. So continue.
Yeah, so Chicago.
10-point game.
Dude, wow, it's not over. Back. This is one of the best series I've seen. Chicago. Gourmet popcorn. Yeah,
What does that mean?
I don't know. But like, think of like the buckets that they sell sometimes. I think like a... Maybe Target sells them, like the popcorn buckets with like caramel, cheddar, regular. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They had that style. I believe it's called Gilbert's popcorn, gourmet popcorn.
Gilbert's popcorn?
Yeah. Oof, bro.
Yeah, your memory's fire.
Thank you, bro.
I have a stuff from CSIQ, I don't remember.
You have to go to Portillo's. If you've never been to Chicago, you've never been.
Never been to Chicago.
Okay, we'll go together, bro.
So everything's. I'm telling you, March.
Italian beef, anything beef related or meat related, steak. Chicago is your place for sure.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's something about like a lot of their factories are like.
Well, because when I hear Chicago, I think of their deep dish pizza.
Of course, dude. Yeah, that's like another whole.
Yeah, that's a whole other world.
But look at the different food that we've. So their cuisine is good there. Amazing. You'll get fat though. You'll get fat.
Uh-huh. Listen, I don't give a shit.
The problem with Chicago, where I won't want to live there long term, is the freaking weather.
No. Same thing with New York.
Ni lo pienses, you know.
It's
especially us being Miami boys, bro.
No, I don't do well.
September and like we're like.
I could do the cold. I can't live in the cold.
Right.
To wake up and it's -8 degrees with a wind chill of -40, how do you expect me to leave my house?
Right. No, I feel you, dude.
That's me. I just can't do that.
When we go to Chicago, we're definitely gonna eat. I'll tell you that.
It's funny you say that because 90% of what I like to do on the trips is to like explore fire food spots. Yeah. Fire food spots.
That's how you get cool, the culture.
Cool local beers. Yeah. Like, I like to experience the true... Like, I'm not going to go there to do the corporate stuff, you know? Like, I want to go in there and I want to know, what the hell do people in Chicago do? That's what I want to do.
In March, are we in baseball season too?
I mean, now with this whole thing, who knows the whole schedules and all that. But technically...
I went to Wrigleyville.
But technically, no. Baseball season starts in April, always.
Okay, you're right. I went to Wrigleyville. Damn,
that's
sick.
That's another thing I like to do is visit baseball stadium. Like, when I went to Colorado, we did the Rocky Stadium, and that was sick.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, when I visited Chicago, it was, like, one of the coldest times of the year. So...
When did you go?
It was January.
Oh, my Lord.
January 2019. That's
right. I remember. And you got lucky as hell because it warmed up. Because the week before, that shit was in the single digits.
Yeah, I know. Whatever was gonna happen, we were like, screw it, we gotta figure it out, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I don't really have an option.
And the thing is, us being from Miami, like our accents and stuff, like you could pick us from a mile away.
Yeah, every time we leave Miami or Florida, people are like, you have an accent. And like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but yeah.
Actually, one of the first times I ever did karaoke, the first time I did karaoke was over there.
Karaoke's a blast.
Yeah. And
I used to do karaoke at there's obviously Sweet Caroline there, but when Moe's was a thing in.
Do you think Sweet Caroline's gonna be okay during this? I don't know. I haven't heard anything from them.
No, they're bars, so they're screwed until further notice.
Oh, true.
And that, basically anyone that doesn't serve food is closed until they basically uplift everything. That's the last thing to open, unfortunately. But damn, okay. So Chicago won. Europe
was like, I guess you can say Europe.
And then three Siesta Key.
Three Siesta Key.
That's a solid list. Yeah. That's a solid list.
Yeah, bro.
My top three.
Yeah, dude. Tell me your top three.
Ugh, it's a tough one. Top three. My top three, like with the boys, or like with my peeps. I'm gonna definitely put the Siesta Key in there.
There we go.
I would say it's number three. Number two. Probably San Diego.
Dude, you always mention that San Diego trip.
Me and San Diego had a special experience that I don't think anybody will ever understand what I felt during that trip. That trip was just like,
bro. And you weren't there for that long, a couple of days?
Being there for like a good 6 days. I was there almost a week.
But you were there initially for work, right?
So I was initially there for leisure. And then extended it for work, basically. Because we had a client, we had a potential client there. So I met with them.
Did you guys ever close?
Or? Out there. Not really. We didn't close because that company basically was a Vietnamese company that didn't end up coming into fruition. And then, you know, basically our services were not needed.
Right.
But I met with one of their people on their team, and she was super nice. And
it's always good. Yeah, you have
a good connection. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So
when you go back to San Diego, like, oh, you know,
it's see what they're up to. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, that place was just something special, man. Like, just big beach town.
You were telling me like Miami times too.
It was like it was a blend of Miami's like vibrant life of like going out and doing things, but with Fort Lauderdale style bars.
Fort Lottie.
But with a Keys vibe.
Okay.
Because you're right on the freaking beach.
Yeah.
It's like super like chill vibes.
People make it a point to go to the beach.
Everybody was on the beach. At least there in PB, because you have downtown.
That to me is San Diego. Fort Lauderdale vibe.
Exactly, sure. Way more Fort Lauderdale because the bars are right on the beach. And Miami Beach is not that. Miami Beach is tourist trap central.
And then think about.
And then Brickell is not the beach.
I think Las Olas, Fort Lauderdale's downtown is so close to Fort Lauderdale Beach too. Yeah, yeah. So that's a factor. Yeah,
it makes sense. I mean, their downtown is probably like 15 minutes out from the beach, which their downtown is beautiful too. They have the baseball stadium in downtown. They got a bunch of bars, restaurants, like in every single little corner.
No,
they. So I wanted to, but they weren't playing there that weekend, like, so I didn't get to see them.
No, JK.
Padres. Yeah. Padres. Who are hot? They're hot as hell right now. MLB team.
Been keeping up.
They're tearing it apart. Manny Machado, Miami boy.
Nice.
But. Yeah, San Diego, sick, because all the bars are right there on the beach in PB, Pacific Beach, and they just got a bunch of spots. Young, skewing crowd, bro. Like, good time. Like, I highly recommend people going to San Diego. Like, that is something you can experience.
If you were to compare the beautiful people, man. Like, friendlier? I mean, it's friendly, not saying like much. In
their own, friendly, like, in their own. It was crazy. Me and Eric felt like little celebrities over there because they thought me and him were like Brazilian soccer players the whole time. So we were just milking that and pretending.
An Italian and a Brazilian.
Welcome to the bar. So that, like, the people were super cool, bro. Like, everyone there was on the same, just, they're just there to have a good time.
What, was it summer that you went? Or was
February, pre-pandemic, like literally right before. I went for Valentine's Day weekend. Great weekend to go for there, by the way.
Nice. Wait, February 2020?
Yeah, dude, like February 14th and like the week after, coronavirus came into the world.
For some reason, I thought it was like...
No, it was late, a couple months ago. And I'm so glad I did that trip when I did, because I booked that trip like on a Tuesday and left that same Thursday. Just like out of the blue, I'm like, I want to do a trip. And Eric was living in Reno, so he drove down and we
now,
had...
Now, my question to you is, what if we get like...
We have to get a squad to go out there.
The siesta people to then go to San Diego.
So down.
Let's do it like that. Obviously, when things are...
Right. And in a place.
Right.
We rent an Airbnb out there and we'll have a blast. Like, that, I promise you that. So, yeah, siesta key number two. And I would say number one was my 21st birthday Colorado trip. Where it was...
I saw a little pictures of that.
That trip. Because that was, like, my first... And the reason I rank it like that, because that was my first, like... trip by myself with like the boys, like, right. That, you know, where
who went on
I
trip?
Coordinated the whole thing.
You, AJ.
It was me, AJ, Eric, my brother, David Hondel, and I think that's it.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm not forgetting one. Squad. Sorry if I forgot you.
It's a good squad. Yeah, Ozzy didn't go?
Who? Ozzy didn't go. It was me, AJ, Eric, David, brother. And my brother. Yeah, it was five of us. And, dude, we went hiking.
You guys did the nature.
We did the dispensaries.
Nice.
We did the Rockies game, which was super sick, dude.
They have, like, the mountains.
They have the mountains to the right side, so you see the sunset on the right-hand side. And then to the left is downtown
view. Did you see, like, Red Rocks? Isn't that in Colorado?
We went to Red Rocks Amphitheater. I've been to Colorado a bunch of times, too.
Though. Nice. Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, I've been to Colorado, like, 4 or 5 times. Colorado's awesome.
I need to go. Yeah.
And because, you know, we went in the summer, so it wasn't snowing, no snowboarding or anything like that. But I've gone a couple times where you can go skiing and snowboarding and all that. But yeah, summer was super nice because the weather's perfect.
It's like in the 60s.
Yeah, it's nice. It's hot during the day, t-shirt, shorts weather, and then it drops into like a cool weather at night. And bro, like, just so much to do. Brewery scene is sick out there. breweries left and right in Denver, Boulder, Colorado. To me, the coolest part of the little Denver area was Boulder, because Boulder is like 30 minutes out of Denver, and it's like a little mountain town. It's literally in the mountains. It's right across from some of the trails that you can do what do you call that one? Pikes Peak. What the hell is that one called? So I'm tipping my tongue right now. Hold up.
You want me to look this up?
Flatirons.
Flatirons.
Which is a cool ass trail. And then they got a big, big brewery scene and big food scene, bro. Like
really?
Fire food. Yeah. I forget the name of the place that we ate that day, but...
What is Colorado known for, like, with food, do you think? Like, what you guys eat?
What food? I would say, like, probably barbecue.
Okay. But for some reason, mac and cheese is coming.
Mac and cheese, for sure. We had mac and cheese. I had a lamb and avocado burger or something crazy like that.
What's up with you and lamb, bro?
Lamb's good, bro. It's clean, lean meat. It's a grass-fed meat. Healthy.
I feel good.
I feel good. My brother or somebody had a donut burger where donuts were the patties. It was
like the Krispy Kreme.
It was like a flattened a flattened glazed donut with an egg.
That guy was probably struggling the rest of the day, to be honest.
With an egg? Oh, yeah. An egg, cheese, some other stuff, and then the burger patty. Miami, everyone there is stoned. Right. So having a burger like that at that time is freaking amazing.
I guess that makes sense. You know?
So, I would rank it like that. I've done a lot of good trips, though. That I can definitely say. How many trips I've done and the trips.
What's good now is how are you doing over there? You good?
Yeah, perfect. We're good.
What's good now is we use it for enjoyment, but we can also use it for business, and we can use it for tranquilo and stuff and help people out there.
My goal is like I want to continue to provide, you know what we can do locally and influence, the people around us, people not around us. But I generally think travel is a very big component as to like our mental health, our mental space, and just our overall well-being, because
you got to disconnect
for sure. You got to experience new places, get out of your bubble, get out of your routine, feel what it is to be outside of the everyday and experience new places, new people, bro. Like we're on a planet of I don't know how many billions of people, right? Where you live, you interact with a couple hundred people, like expand, see what the world has to offer, at least me, the way I live and the way I try to look at life is like, I don't want to die saying that I didn't get to experience what the whole earth can provide to me.
I think 2020 has given people that perspective.
I hope it has.
Oh, we can't travel now. Like, this is what life...
Yeah. You don't want to feel that trap. You don't want to feel stuck.
You take it for granted.
Take it for granted. I mean, and bro, and even local. The Keys is a freaking 40-minute drive, and that's one of the most global destinations. Mm-hmm. People from all over the world go to the Florida Keys to experience that. That's a taste of the Caribbean.
They're open now, right?
In their backyard, and it's open now. So you could drive down there, obviously,
Labor Day
don't
weekend.
Fuck up the Keys and bring it down there, because I love the Keys and I want to continue to enjoy it. But, the bars are open. The hotels are pretty much open. Obviously, still following the guidelines. But, that's right there in our backyard. Like, you could drive 40 minutes if you live in Miami. It's a 40-minute drive to get into Key Largo. And then obviously Key West is all the way down, and that's 3 hours down. Right. That's all the way down. But just to enter the Keys, it's a 40-minute drive to an hour, right? Yeah. Depending. But it's right there, and it's a beautiful drive at the same time, dude. Put on some good tunes, and you're going to really enjoy that drive, and you can do anything over there. Water's beautiful. You literally are in the Caribbean, and you don't have to leave the freaking country. Like, it's amazing. So Keys is in our backyard. I mean, Florida is obviously known for its beautiful beaches. We have Miami Beach, another beautiful beach, like – Key Biscayne.
Yeah.
We got Naples across the coast.
Now we know West Coast is freaking
West Coast, beautiful beaches. Yeah. Florida, all within driving distance. So I think my live just ended, and I think yours is about to end too.
Yeah.
But, I think that's our sign that we've been recording for too long. But, you know, take advantage, travel, go explore new places. You know, that I can't emphasize that enough because there's just so much out there to offer.
And it's a realization for you and me that, you know, I can't wait for next year too. Or when, if things, you know, are basically to its minimal in Florida, like take advantage of that at the end of the year as well.
That's all we can do, you know, little by little. So where's your next destination?
My next destination off the top of my head? It might be Georgia, or when things are, because here's my point of view. I'm not getting on a plane right now.
No, my thing is to be driving distance right now.
I'm not getting on a plane.
I'm starting to feel a little bit more comfortable because I've seen people go on planes. Like, it's no...
We have a friend right now in Georgia, and what he's showing me is, like...
No, Georgia's beautiful. North Carolina's beautiful.
Quite impressed. I feel like if I go to Georgia...
And you think it's pretty now. Bro, wait till the fall when everything's, like, orange and yellow. Like, that is just a different...
That's an easy road trip one, right? Georgia to North Carolina.
Oh, Georgia, North Carolina. I mean, it depends where in Georgia you are.
Or is it Tennessee to Georgia? I think that's...
It depends. I mean, you Georgia borders... So there's a point in Georgia that borders with Tennessee and North Carolina.
Right.
So, either way, depending where you are in Georgia, either one.
Yeah.
Where he's at, he's close to both Tennessee and Georgia.
He did it right. Yeah. He did it right. Getting a kind of a house in the mountains, just, you know, him and his family,
it's a good vibe.
Too.
Like, I want to do that.
Being in touch with nature and stuff, like, come on.
You gotta get away. It's peaceful.
I've never had that cabin trip in my life, and I need it.
Bro,
I haven't even gone snowing or skiing before either.
Me either. I hadn't gone.
I haven't, like...
I saw snow when I was like probably like 12, 13 for the first time, but I took the initiative to go skiing and snowboarding, you know, not that long ago for the first time, maybe 2-3 years ago, because I was like, I want to go experience that.
That was in Colorado.
But all right, guys, we'll leave it there. Good to be back again.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening. I mean, considering, you know, the podcasts have still continued to generate a lot of listens. So thank you to all you guys that have been listening, even when we haven't been recording. You know, we appreciate you. We're obviously continuing trying to grow. This podcast was a good one. I enjoyed recording it and what we talked about. It was very, very easy to do and very fun. So thank you.
And just as a quick reminder, if you haven't checked us out on Instagram, please check us out at Say Tranquilo.
Yep.
You know, more of the content that we post and, you know, more of what we're about, and check out the new website, please.
StayTranquilo.com.
Let us know what you guys think. There's going to be more blogs there, podcasts.
Yeah. Links. So on the site, there's going to be the blogs, which are going to be, you know, what we're doing in the community, right? Because, you know, what we were founded off was doing more for the community, helping others, and incorporating that aspect in the brand. So you're going to see a lot of that about what we're doing in the community, local and anywhere, you know, wherever we can best help, or wherever other people are best helping, you know, promoting that good story.
This we have fall, the merch. We're going to come up with new
merch in the fall. You know, we're bringing back the sweaters.
Yes. Can't wait.
I love people. Everyone's been asking for them. So I'm excited for that. With the new logo, you know, and then on the blog we have the lifestyle and the travel aspect, you know, talking about, you know, just the different destinations, you know, different places that represent the Tranquilo lifestyle, you know, whether it's restaurants, bars, hotels, cities, whatever it is that represents, you know, the Tranquilo lifestyle. And then we have the wellness aspect, which is, you know, the physical, mental aspect of the brand and everything that we want to do. So, again, to highlight, you know, we are the stress-free destination platform.
Exactly.
You know, so everything's stress-free, you know, whether it's wellness, whether it's lifestyle, whether it's community. Those are the things that we genuinely believe create a stress-free lifestyle. And we want to be that platform for you. Well balanced.
Right.
That's what it's about.
Well balanced, you know? And you don't have to be retired to have all these things.
If you want to have a beer, you can have a beer. If you want to go for a run, you can go for a run.
Right.
If you want to work hard, you can work hard. Yeah. You know, it's about mixing it all together and having that just being
a good
network
system around you.
Exactly. And then of course we have the merch on the site and the pod on the site, on Apple Podcasts, on Google, Obviously, Spotify. You already know where to listen because you're listening to it at this point, hopefully, so you know. But yeah, check us out on Instagram and follow Chris from Tranquilo if you don't already. Follow me at the Tranquilo guy.
Yes, sir.
And go Utah. Only down one.
Let's go.
That's how we end this pod.
65-64. Denver's up.
I'll see you guys later. Thanks for tuning in. Later.